السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة ويطيعون الله ورسوله أولئك سيرحمهم الله إن الله عزيز حكيم صدق الله العظيم وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم وقال الله تبارك وتعالى قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله with the fazal karam and ihsan of Allah ta'ala Allah rabbul izzat has allowed us to read our salah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing us to sit in his house for a while to make some muzakara of some aspect of our deen to make some fikr regarding our deen this is a great ni'mat it is a great bounty from Allah rabbul izzat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us from the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we have heard or we must have heard many many times from the time we are in maktab, in primary madrasa that many anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam if not all the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam wanted to be the prophet of this ummah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen that his beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to be the prophet of this ummah. So then it was the desire of many of the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam to then become ummatis of this ummah. That if they cannot be the prophet of this ummah, they want to be the ummati of this ummat. So this was only accepted for Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam. But Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Allah ta'ala took him away to the heavens. And before Qiyamat, Allah ta'ala will send him back. And when he comes back, he will come back as an ummati of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why when he will come, it will be the time of salah. Imam Mahdi will be there and Imam Mahdi will offer him to perform salah. But to show that he is a follower of or he is an ummati of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will decline. That, no, you make imamat, I will follow. So he will come down as an ummati of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, there was another Nabi and we are discussing this to understand what a great ni'mat, what a great boon it is to be from the ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every morning we wake up, we make shukr for so many things and we become perturbed for so many things. If some little thing of dunya goes off or some little thing of our health goes off, then we become very, very perturbed, we become very, very worried, we will make half a dozen phone calls, we will complain to half the world. Because we hold those things dear to us. But this fact that we are the ummati of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do we even give a thought to it? Every morning when we wake up, do we even give some thought to it? That Allah ta'ala made me from the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there was one Nabi, Hazrat Daniel alayhi salam. He made dua to Allah ta'ala that Ya Allah, if I cannot be from the ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this dua was only accepted for Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. So if I cannot be from the ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then at least allow me this privilege that I get to meet the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I can't be of the ummat also, but at least allow me this opportunity that in the dunya I want to meet the Sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is mentioned, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Mutala Sahib of the UK, who is a Shaykhul Hadith, is teaching Bukhari for many years, Bukhari Sharif. So he mentions in one of his kitabs this incident, that in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala had sent the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala whom to different lands. So today now all those lands have been cut up, but when they were sent in what we will call Iraq, Iran, that type of region. So when they came there, and with Allah Ta'ala's assistance, Allah Ta'ala granted them victory. So now they had to take the wealth, the treasures of this land, and send it to Madinah Munawwara, send it to the Amirul Mu'mineen. He will now decide what must be done with this wealth. So the king at that time, he had what in today's times we will call bunkers. So in the bunkers, he had all the wealth of the land. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they went down now into these bunkers to go and collect this wealth, which will now form part of the booty, the spoils of war. And when they went down, they seen that there is a body. Now we must remember that the bodies of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam is haram upon the earth. The earth cannot eat the bodies of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. So they found a body in one of these bunkers, and next to this body there was a kitab, very handsome person, very fresh. The body still is very, very fresh. The skin is still very, very supple. So they started asking the people of that land, that whose body is this that has been preserved here? So they said that this is the body of Hazrat Daniel alayhi salam. And the kitab that is next to him is his divine scripture. So this news was then sent to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And the scripture was also sent to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala called for Hazrat Ka'b Ahbar, and he asked him to read the scriptures, because he understood the language. So when he read the scriptures, he found that in the scriptures was the stories of the previous Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, like how we find in the Quran Sharif. And very accurately, like how it is in the Quran Sharif, just like that it is mentioned in this kitab. But then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he said that which person was the first person to go down, and which sahabi was the first person to see this body? Send that sahabi to me. So I cannot remember the name of the sahabi, but this sahabi was then sent to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Now from the lands of Iraq, Iran, he is now being sent to Madinah Munawwara, and he comes to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala with a lot of honor makes him sit, and he says that I have called you all the way to give you a glad tiding. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had prophesied that a time will come when my ashab will find Hazrat Daniel alayhi salam. And the person who will find the body of Hazrat Daniel alayhi salam must give him glad tidings of Jannat. So this sahabi was the first person who saw Hazrat Daniel alayhi salam. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala called him back all the way to give him this glad tidings that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had given. So these Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, they were masoom, they were sinless, and Allah Ta'ala had sent them with great missions on earth. The Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, they are no humans that are greater than them. But these Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, they are desirous to be ummatis of this ummat. And if even this is not allowed, then at least they want to meet the ummatis of this ummat. What is the reason? What is the reason that these Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam are so desirous of meeting people of this ummat? There are many, many reasons. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to the love that Allah ta'ala has for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has given this ummat so many perks. So many perks that the previous ummats never had. There are so many different advantages that we enjoy, which previous ummats never enjoyed. If we have to begin to enumerate this, then it is a topic on its own. We just take one or two examples. We take our qurbani. We are allowed to slaughter the animal in the name of Allah, fulfill our obligation to Allah and eat it. Previous ummats, whatever they made qurbani of, they couldn't consume of it. Spoils of war, we are allowed to use it. Previous ummats are not allowed to use it. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum come to know of people in the Bani Israel that they are making ibadat for 1,000 years, going out in the path of Allah, making ibadat at night, keeping roza. They start thinking to themselves, how are we ever going to catch up? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the ummah with the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that this ummah, ummats of the past, they had to make effort from Fajr till Zuhr. Other ummats had to make effort from Zuhr till Asr. And this ummat will only make effort from Asr till Maghrib for that amount of time. But their reward will be greater than those ummats who had to make effort from Fajr till Zuhr and Zuhr till Asr. Such is the favor of Allah Ta'ala on this ummat. And then there is one great favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous ummats had given the instruction to the Nabi of that time to make amar bil ma'roof, nahi anil munkar, to call people towards the deen of Allah, to call people closer to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Pak had made it the responsibility of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam of the previous ummats. But this ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Rabbul Izzat makes it the duty and the responsibility of each and every ummati. Now we hear this thing all the time, that we all have to make amar bil ma'roof, we have to make nahi anil munkar. But do we understand the gravity of this? Many a times we understand things through simple examples. Many people sitting here may be owners of businesses, or maybe we are employing some garden boy once in a while, or we are employing a maid in our home. We employ some contractor at times to do some work for us. Now I ask you that if you want to employ a manager for your shop and somebody tells you, but this manager, he doesn't know how to count properly, he can't concentrate properly, he's a dishonest person, sometimes he doesn't pitch up on work, will you employ this type of a person? You won't employ him. If you want to build something, you're doing some renovations at home and we are thinking of getting a certain contractor, building contractor, and some friend, family member comes and say, "Bhai, you know, I burnt my fingers with this fellow. Don't even touch him with a barge pole. Just leave him where he is. If you want your house to be, say, salamat, you rather get somebody else." Right? This is how we would think. And rightly so. Why must we get somebody who has a bad reputation, somebody who's not qualified, somebody who's not fit for the job? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He handpicked Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, then He handpicked those rijal, those men. Allah Ta'ala created insan. Insan is ashraful makhluqat. He's the best masterpiece of Allah Ta'ala's creation, is insan. from amongst those insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala handpicked those who would be masoom, who would be sinless, those who would have the highest levels of iman, the highest levels of taqwa, those who will have the highest levels of khawf-e-khuda, every sifat that we can think of, they would have the highest levels of those sifat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them the anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, masoom, totally sinless, no guna they ever committed. And in the ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Rabbul Izzat is giving each and every ummati the duty and responsibility to carry out the very same work that was given to the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, despite us being like that same manager who is so forgetful, who doesn't pitch up at work, who doesn't know his job. We know our weaknesses, right? We know our weaknesses, we know our faults, we know our skeletons in the closet, we know our laziness. But Allah Rabbul Izzat is still employing us for the same task. Allah Rabbul Izzat is Kareem. One of Allah Ta'ala's sifat is Kareem. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to explain this, that how do we understand the sifat of Kareem? That Allah Pak is Kareem. Allah is that Zat that gives to a person despite a person being undeserving. Despite a person being totally undeserving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still gives to that person. This sifat of Allah Pak being Kareem manifests itself in the ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah Rabbul Izzat, despite our weaknesses, despite our shortcomings, despite our deficiencies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing us to do the very same work which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. And Allah Rabbul Izzat makes special mention of this in the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala says, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You have been taken out for mankind. What is the reason? Ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhuna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. So this duty, this responsibility which was on the shoulders of Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, Allah Ta'ala has given it to each person who recites La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how much shukr we have to make to Allah Rabbul Izzat that Allah Pak is allowing us and affording us this opportunity. How great a ni'mat it is to be from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala has given us iman. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith sharif that yukhraju minan nar, yukhraju minan nar will be taken out of the fire of Jahannam, man qala la ilaha illallah, that person who had recited la ilaha illallah and in his heart there is goodness to the amount of a barley seed. One barley seed, if a person has got that much goodness in his heart, he will be taken out of the fire of Jahannam. Then after this is over, then yukhraju minan nar, again now another group will be taken out of those who recited la ilaha illallah and in their heart there is iman, there is goodness to the weight, to the amount of one grain of wheat. After they are taken out, then yukhraju minan nar, another group will be taken out from the fire of Jahannam who had recited la ilaha illallah and in their heart there is goodness to the amount of an atom. In another riwayat, in another hadith sharif, it is mentioned that people will make sifarish, Anbiya alayhimus salam will intercede, people, huffaz will intercede, different people will be given the opportunity to make sifarish. And then Allah Ta'ala will say, okay, go and take out from the fire of Jahannam any person who has got some goodness in him to the weight of one dirham. A silver coin, go and take out from fire of Jahannam. So a large group of people will be taken out from Jahannam. Then more people will intercede. Allah Ta'ala will give the decree that, okay, take out from Jahannam even a person who has got iman to the weight of half a dirham. Those people too will be taken out. Then Allah Rabbul Izzat will give permission that now take out from Jahannam those people who have got iman